Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas, Kisetze, as we are in the middle of the month of Elul. As many of you are aware, the New York State Education Department has proposed regulations to control yeshivas, and on the coming week, Monday and Tuesday, it appears that the Board of Regents, who can have the authority to pass these regulations, will do so. I'd like to explain for a minute how the hashkafa of this plays into our time here in the United States. The short of this rule is that until now, all yeshivas have had to be equivalent and had an adequate education. But stoma, the assumption was that a yeshiva was good. If there was a complaint, the government investigated the complaint. But stoma, a yeshiva in this country, in this state, was considered good. According to the new regulations, no yeshiva is automatically considered to be giving a good education. Every yeshiva has to have some way of proving that they're giving an adequate education. As a matter of fact, the yeshivas have to satisfy the city, and even if the city says that the education is equivalent, then it goes to the state, so that the yeshivas really have to pass two tests in order to be considered adequate. This is the law in a nutshell. The hashkafas ha'inyan is that really, in this country, everyone's presumed innocent until proven guilty. That's a basic idea here in the United States. The idea that someone is presumed inadequate until proven adequate is an unfortunate twist and turn. As Jews have traveled through the Gaulis for many, many centuries, we realize that we live this way in many, many countries, where people were considered to be proper, upstanding citizens. The Jew in Gaulis always had to prove his allegiance, had to prove that he belongs. From our hashkafa, it might be good for us to realize that we are guests in this country. We are strangers in this country. We're here because we're not in Eretz Yisrael. There is no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Malchus Beis David. We were sent to Gaulis. Over the last 50, 60 years, we've become very comfortable here. The basic values of the United States mirrored to a great degree the basic values of Yiddishkeit, of our religion. That has changed. The basic values of our country have shifted. And they do not mirror the values of our religion. The basic values of the political leaders in our state, in New York State, certainly has shifted. The values are very, very far and becoming more and more distant from where we are. I think that the lesson in all this is that Yaakov Avinu davened to be protected miyad ochi miyad Esav. Protect me from Esav when he's out to kill me, and protect me from Esav when he's out to befriend me. In this golden age of living in a Medina of Chesed, we were afraid of our enemies always. But we saw the basic American as somebody who had values that somehow could be befriended, could be ours. Now, we live in a country, and certainly in a state, where the values are what we've always called goyish values, or non-Jewish values, Gentile values. They're not our values. I don't know if they ever were, but what's in our face is that the values are so different. And so now the Board of Regents will say, yeshivas are presumed not to be adequate unless they're proven adequate. You got to prove it. You have many pathways to prove it. But you have to prove that you're good. And now you have to prove it once. You got to prove it twice. You'll be inspected by your local city's school board. And they say you're good. You're still not good. The state also has to say you're good. You need to be checked twice. There's a message there. There's a message that we need to take to heart. Let me tell you a word on the parasha. Rav Moshe in the Kol Ram points out something that we may have noticed but never stopped to think about. When the Torah talks about destroying the people who sin, the Torah uses two different languages, two different expressions. In this week's parasha, Perikov Beis Pasachov Aleph, it talks about Anara Hamu Rasa, a girl in the process of getting married who is unfaithful to her husband. The Torah says, Uviarta Hara Mikurbecha, get rid of the evil, Mikurbecha, from among you. In the next Pasachov Beis, it talks about an unfaithful wife. And there it says, Uviarta Hara Mikurbecha, get rid of the evil that's in among the Jewish people. Why the change from Uviarta Hara Mikirbecha to Uviarta Hara Mi Yisrael? As a matter of fact, earlier in the parasha by Ben Saira Umeir, it says Uviarta Hara Mikirbecha. And so on and so forth, there are a number of such examples. Rav Moshe gives us a rule about being wary of people among us who are not the way they should be. And to do so, he brings a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Miriam Baz Bilga, there was this woman, a Jewish woman from the family of Bilga. Himira Dasa. She abandoned Judaism and she married a Greek sarhedrin, the Greek officer. Later, when the Greeks entered the Beis Hamikdash, she went in. And the Gemara says that she was mivaetes besandolo ala mizbeach, that she was very disrespectful to the mizbeach, to the altar that was there in the Beis Hamikdash, and she said very disrespectful things. In response to that, Bas Bilka, she was in the family of Bilka. The Bilka locker area in the Beis Hamikdash and the Bilka Shechita area in the Beis Hamikdash was sealed because she came from that family. Asks Rav Moshe, I don't understand, what's worse? She left Judaism, she married a non-Jew, and nothing happened. Nobody did anything to anything that belonged to Bilka. Then she takes a shoe, bangs on the mizbeach, and says things disrespectful, and suddenly we get all worked up. What's worse, being disrespectful to the mizbeach, or, God forbid, intermarrying and converting out of the faith? Which is worse? Answers Rav Moshe. There are two types of averus. There are some sins that a person does because he has a passion for a sin. He has a desire for a sin. He has taiva, a taiva for pleasure, a taiva for honor, and people sin. And that is a type of avera which takes place in the normal course of events in the world. And of course, it's our struggle, it's our battle always to fight off temptation. There's a second type of an avera. There is an avera which is not just temptation. It's a type of avera which comes from the influence of people around you who have given you false ideas, false concepts, who misled you. People who've created a shita sachayim, a idea of a pathway in life in this world, which is perverted. That's the second type of an avera. That's a much more dangerous Aveira for Klal Yisrael. So that when Miriam Bas Bilka converted to marry a Greek officer, terrible. But it's an Aveira of the first type. It's an Aveira of Taiva, of desire. When she sinned a second time, and she was disrespectful to the Mizbeach, take off her shoe and banging it, that's something else. That's a perversion of values. That's something that indicates that the influence of those around her was a negative influence. And that calls for a reaction. I would use a marshal. Sometimes you have a splinter in your finger, and you have to remove that splinter. Sometimes somebody has a disease in the body, and the disease has to be removed. The splinter in the finger is the type of aveira that's the aveira of taiva. The disease in the body is something which is a perversion of the health of the entire body and has to be removed. So says Rav Moshe, an Eishes Ish, a married woman, is not faithful. That's a terrible aveira. But it's an aveira of taiva, an aveira of desire. Uviyata haram Yisrael, remove it from the Jewish people. When you have a Nara Murasa, a girl who's on the path to the chuppah, she has someone that she likes and wants to marry. And during that period of time, she's unfaithful. That's not a normal thing. It's a time in life where normal people don't have that type of an issue. It's a time in life where normal people are caught up in the excitement of their impending marriage. It's a perversion. You got to get rid of it from wherever it is. You got to search it out and get rid of it. Because a perversion that's a perversion of shita, not a perversion based just on a person's momentary desire, but based on concepts and ideas that are foreign, that's something that is much more dangerous, something that we have to be aware of in a much stronger way. And therefore, when it's something so perverted, it says, "Uviyarta hara mikirbecha." Get it out of you. Get it out of your system. Get rid of it. And memela, there's a difference in expression. The idea that there are two types of averis, as Rav Moshe points out, is a significant one. The influence of the United States around us has become an influence that's more and more perverted. It's the more difficult type of aveira. It's something that we have to be wary of much, much more. And that type of a danger is something we look eagerly to be able to distance ourselves from. To be aware, you need the awareness that it's so different. When you have that awareness, you can be careful. And that really is a wake-up call for our age, for our time, for living here in a Medina, in a country which has served us so well all my life. It's a country in which we had feelings of patriotism and feelings of inclusion. And here now, in the state that has the greatest number of Orthodox Jewish citizens in the entire country. In this state, they look to attack us with a law aimed, it's a Jew law, aimed only at the Jews. And so, as we've done in our journeys through the different countries of the world, we stand our ground. We are who we are, and we will remain that way. And we take note of the incredible, incredible continuation of a journey of Golus, of being included in a country and welcome in a country, and suddenly the country drifts away from us, drifts away after our contributions to countries. Okay, that's our path in Golus. Baruch Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu has made available to us Eretz Yisrael, where ultimately we will all be. We hope we'll have the seichel to be there while the going is good in the right time and the right moment. Be'ezras Hashem. A thought for all. the Gaiisha world around us, full of perversion, it doesn't influence you? You really think so? Stop for a moment and think about it. It will do us well as we head into the Yom HaNoraim. A good Shabbos to one and all.